Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gala Coral H1 results call. My name is Tawanda, and I will be your coordinator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time you require operator assistance, please press star followed by zero, and the coordinator will be happy to assist you. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded for replay purposes. I would now like to turn the conference over to Karl Lieber. Please proceed, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our H1 results call. Before I begin, I need to draw your attention to the disclaimer on slide one, as usual, around forward-looking statements. Today, I'll be taking you through an overview and current trading and outlook, and then Paul will take us through the detail of the first half results. Moving on to slide three, I think we've announced, I hope you'll agree, another strong set of results today. EBITDA is up 16% in the half. That's despite all the regulatory tailwinds, or headwinds, I should say. Without those, adjusting for those, EBITDA growth would have been 43%. Clearly, a big feature of that underlying EBITDA growth of 37.5 million is the bounce back in football margins we've seen versus last year. Whilst we're not quite back on our long-term average run rate, either in the U.K. or in Italy, we have had a significant bounce back of about 22 million. Online, again, has been a key driver of growth, with all the major brands seeing strong net revenue growth. Coral.co.uk at U.K. up 58%. Eurobet put in a very strong performance this half at 38% growth, and GalaBingo.com a consistent 15% growth. Very strong FTDs, 760,000 nearly in the half, with CPAs at a very competitive level, about 59 pounds for Coral and 75 pounds for GalaBingo.com, which we believe in both cases is well below the market. Italy is becoming an ever-important contributor to the overall group results, and Eurobet Retail is now number two in the market by gross win, 16% market share at gross win. Online, we are also number two in the market by both stake and gross win, with an over 10% market share, second only to bet365 now in the Italian online market. Moving on to the next slide, in terms of current trading and outlook, responsible gambling is a feature of current trading. It has been flagged by other operators. Harm minimization regulation around auto staff exclusion and reality checks is having an impact on run rates. Reality checks, difficult to say at the moment what the net impact of that is, because we did have some platform stability when introducing that. Our Playtech platform was down repeatedly over a period of about a month. Obviously, that position is now recovering. The platform's now stable, but it's difficult to say what the underlying impact of reality checks is. We don't expect that to be too significant. AML is also a feature of current run rates, anti-money laundering, and it's clear that the Gambling Commission is holding the industry as a whole to much more stringent standards, and we've been implementing those standards over the last six to nine months, and that is having an impact on our current trading. Probably full year impact, or fully annualized, would be just raising to double-digit millions, and we're probably 60% through that already. None of those issues are particularly showing through in terms of our overall numbers, because, of course, the underlying business is growing quite quickly. None of this will mean that we've got any concerns at this moment in time about hitting our profit guidance for the full year. Looking forward into the second half, we've recently relaunched our mobile app for Coral on our own proprietary platform. That transition went extremely smoothly, and we're now in a good position to accelerate our development of our sports products. Connect is also a big driver of the impressive growth in coral.co.uk. In the first half of financial year 16, we've already signed up more than we did for the whole of FY15, and we're running currently at about 4,000 sign-ups a week. As we've commented on previously, Connect accounts for between 40 and 50% now of our online net revenue, with Connect customers being more loyal and spending more than their non-Connect counterparts. So current trading, Coral Retail, Eurobet Retail, net revenues are broadly in line with last year. We were seeing continued strong growth in sports stakes on both the sports betting website, Coral and Eurobet. And as I mentioned earlier, gaming has been impacted by the spike in stability that we suffered through the implementation of reality checks, but is presently recovering. But we'll place a little bit of a dent in our Q3 numbers around online gaming. I won't repeat what I'm sure you've all read on the progress with the merger with Ladbrokes, but we could take some questions on that later. Paul.
Thanks, Carl. I'll just run you through some of the key points from the H1 numbers, and then we'll open the line up for Q&A. So turning to slide 6 and the group overview, a strong net revenue result, up 13%, with all divisions showing decent growth in the first half. The cost of sales increase of 20% outstrips that year-on-year net revenue growth, but as the notes say, it's worth just pointing out 20 million of that increase is as a result of incremental tax costs. So underlying cost of sales are actually only up 7.5%. Marketing costs online were up 35% in the first half, but as we shall see in a few slides' time, that drove net gaming revenue and gross profit growth of 35% as well. Our other operating costs were slightly higher at 4%, but D&A was flat year on year. It's also worth just pointing out that for modelling purposes, this is a 28-week half and not a 26-week half, given our slightly archaic periodic timeframes that we have. Turning to the bridge on slide 7, as usual, to analyse the underlying growth of the business, we've restated FY15 H1 for the impact of incremental tax and regulatory changes, as if those changes had been in place for the same length of time as they have been in FY16 H1. Now, as it happens, we've annualised on all those items now, so point of consumption tax, the increase in the rate of NGD to 25%, and also the DCMS £50 staking restrictions. So by the end of H1, we'd annualise against all of those numbers. The effect of reducing H1 FY15 EBITDA for these measures is to reduce it by 20.3 million to 87.1 million. And that therefore leaves us with underlying EBITDA growth representing 43%, with good growth across all parts of the business. However, it's worth just balancing that out by the fact that 22.5 million of that 37.5 million growth was a bounce back in football margins in the UK and Italy, although as Carl has alluded to and we reference in the press release, in both territories, we're still not back at a normal sort of 5-year level. Coral Sabre continues to decline, not unsurprisingly, and was down 0.7 in the half. And corporate costs are adverse to the tune of 1.7 million, but that's because they benefited in FY15 from some large VAT rebates. Turning now to the divisional slides and starting with Coral Retail on slide 8. Coral Retail saw stakes down 1%, primarily because the average number of LBOs was down 1% across the half. But Q2 was slightly softer than Q1, primarily again as a result of some reasonable recycling in Q2 FY15, given customer-friendly football results in that quarter in FY15. But we've also seen some slightly softer horse racing stakes, marginally higher level of cancellations this year than last, but it has been a little bit softer, and also the impact of the source of funds checks that Carl just referenced. Good OTC gross win percentage, driven by football, but as I said, still behind the five-year average, led to gross win up 5% in OTC and net revenue also up 5%. Coral Retail had a decent machines performance, and it's pleasing to see that slots, some of which are created by our own in-house team, now sit at 39% of the gross win mix. Cost of sales was up prima facie 12%, but again, remember that that includes 8.5 million of the incremental MGD cost, so the underlying was significantly lower. And operating costs were up 2% in the first half as a result of a 2% salary increase and also the start of the process to train staff for some of the increased player protection measures that have been introduced in the first half. And some of that cost will continue to be incurred in the second half as well. So we expect to see operating costs running slightly higher in the second half. Turning to slide 9, Eurobet Retail. Again, as Carl's referenced, a really strong half from Eurobet Retail, with EBITDA 71% higher at 11.8 million, within which there was a small FX benefit, as you can see in the memo at the bottom of the P&L. Sports stakes were very strong, helped certainly by the shop optimization program, which concluded in quarter one. And that's helped lift stakes by 20%. And equally, as in the UK, the bounce back in football margins has helped improve net revenue by 53%, albeit again, it's worth referencing that football's still behind the five-year average to the tune of about 3 percentage points. Operating costs were higher, 7% higher, but again, that's just simply down to an increased bonus provision year on year. Given the poor results last year, there was no bonus provision made in H1 FY15, so that accounts for all of that increase. Online, we had another strong half, as you will see on page 10. All sites enjoyed a strong half, but particularly the sports-led sites of coral.co.uk and eurobet.it, which were buoyed by excellent actives growth, with Coral up 30% and Eurobet up 65%, both supported significantly by the multi-channel offering, which combined with good sports margins helped net revenue in coral.co.uk to be up 58% and Eurobet up 38%. As Carl referenced, Eurobet's performance helped consolidate its position as the clear number two player in the marketplace behind Bet365, which, given some of the competitors' spend on TV, is no mean feat. Marketing costs were up, as I mentioned, 35%, but that drove net revenue of 35% and gross profit growth of 35%. And marketing costs as a percentage of NGR are currently running at 26%, which is in line with the prior year. It's worth also just mentioning the Gala sites. They too achieved decent growth in the first half, with Gala Bingo in particular up 15% of last year at the net revenue level. as our CRM capability drove higher spend per head, which was up 10%, and continued to reduce churn levels. Operating costs increased by 14%, and that reflects the increased size of the business, primarily in payroll and property costs. But the lion's share of it is finance transaction costs, which move in line with volume. Turning now to slide 11, and a final look at the cash flow. In the first half, we did see a deterioration in the first half in unlevered free cash flow year on year, despite the incremental EBITDA of 17.2 million, as a one-off positive variance in working capital due to the changes in duty regime that were brought in FY15, unwound in the first half of FY16, and that cost us 25 million in that line, as well as incurring 3 million more of capex. So those are the two reasons why the unlevered free cash flow goes backwards year on year to the tune of 12.8 million. That said, we're still converting at over 70%, which is a pleasing result. The other points to note in the cash flow, we paid down 327 million of our loan notes in the first half using the proceeds from the Bingo retail disposal that took place in Q1, and also surplus cash on the balance sheet of 100 million. I'll now hand you back to Tawanda, who will lead us through the Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press *1 on your touchtone phone, then immediately record your name and press the hash key. To ensure your question has been registered, you must record your name and press the hash key. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, simply press *2. You may press *1 to begin, and please stand by. Once again, that's *1. Record your name and press the hash key.
Well, it looks like either something's going wrong with the technology or Paul's doing an even better job than he normally does of explaining the results.
And we do have several questions that came through the line.
Oh, we did. Okay.
your first question comes from?
Jeffrey Harwood.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello. Morning. Just two questions. First of all, do we have any idea on the timing of the triennial review? And secondly, could you update us on the license process in Italy, please?
Sure. On the first question, no, we don't. No timetable has been put out. And we're not even aware that anybody is working on this in DCMS at the moment, so it is a bit up in the air. In terms of the license process in Italy, the tender has not been put out, and we now, it's waiting for the regional elections, which are imminent, I think in the next week or so. Following the regional elections, there will be a conference of all the regional governments to try to agree any restrictions that they want to place on the location of betting shops and gaming arcades, after which the tender can then be issued. But I think it's unlikely now that the tender will be issued before the third, maybe even going into the fourth quarter of this calendar year. So that's the update.
Okay, thank you.
And your next question comes from?
Alistair Ross. Hi, guys. I am just wondering, with regards retail, are you guys seeing the same sort of trend as William Hill in terms of machine gaining growth? So their gaining growth was 4% in quarter one and grew to 9%. In terms of current trading, you're saying that your numbers, I think, are in line with last year. So are you not seeing that step change with regards to 50-pound journey?
Yeah, Broadly speaking, Alfie, yes, we are seeing that. So in terms of current trading, where we said that coral retail is broadly flat, it's actually up. It's up nearly 2%. But that's the sort of a tale of two halves. We've got stronger machine growth of the kind of level that you're quoting William Hill as having,
yeah.
But weaker OTC states particularly, and that's particularly about all.
Gotcha. That's great. Thank you.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask an audio question, please press star 1, record your name, and press the hash key. Please stand by. And your next question comes from?
Brian Devers. Morning, guys. Just a quick question on the platform stability you mentioned. Could you maybe clarify what period exactly that related to?
It's post the half-year end. Was a period of about 4 or 5 weeks where the platform was unstable. We stabilised it maybe 2 weeks ago now, and it was during the implementation of the Gambling Commission's reality check, which was Playtech's open platform, basically, and their solution proved to be unstable, and therefore we had quite a lot of downtime and player disruption over that period. It's a temporary thing. We're recovering day by day, so we'll be back, I think, to where we were before it within a couple of weeks. But it will just take a little bit of that. It will take a little bit of a shine off the gaming numbers in Q3.
Thanks, guys.
Your next question comes from?
Patrick Hoppy. Yeah, morning, guys. Well, afternoon, even. Can you just, a sort of generic question around competition in the UK online space. Can you just kind of talk us through if you've seen any new entrants come in, if there's aggression from the smaller players, and also what you're seeing in terms of overrounds as well? Thanks.
I don't think we've seen any major changes in the market, Patrick, and certainly not from an overround perspective, at least outside of the major events. I mean, I think it's been pretty well publicised that there was some fairly aggressive competitive activity in Cheltenham, during Cheltenham. So I think, you know, we are tending to see the major events, whether that be horse racing festivals or major football events, as opportunities to acquire customers, and therefore the level of competitive activity is very high indeed. Other than that, I'm not sure we're seeing any particular change in the competitive environment. Gala Bingo, I mean, Bingo is and continues to be very competitive. With, you know, large numbers of new entrants who almost invariably seem to fall away shortly after. But other than that, I don't think we've seen anything materially different.
Thank you very much, Chief.
And at this time, there are no further questions in the queue.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for dialing in, everybody, and we may speak to you again soon after our Q3 results. It really depends on other things, but if we do, we'll speak to you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today's conference. That concludes the presentation. You may now disconnect and have a great day.